A new study shows that men are twice as likely to do none of the Thanksgiving cooking and cleaning. Women who heard about this study had this response. Duh! This message brought to you by women who want to actually enjoy a delicious meal on Thanksgiving and wake up to a clean kitchen.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve. Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch. Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
Up and at 'em. It's Wednesday.
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
I'm ready for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Y'all ready for this? You know what I'm saying?
What is this show?
This show is stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it so much. I
love it so much.
Does that make me weird?
Does that make me weird?
Yes. Yes!
I guess.
I'm a weirdo. You're a weirdo.
Good thing it's Weirdo Wednesday.
All right, everyone. Let's get weird.
What is it?
Showtime.
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa. How do you get our live show and our feature channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. And she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so darn easy. All right, I'm very distracted right now because there's a dude outside the window doing, I guess, caulking or something outside. Some sort of work is going on outside the window, so it's really, really distracting. Hi, buddy. How's it going? Oh, man. All right. I could sit and watch that for days, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, so darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. And I said on the Alexa as well. You enable the skill, and then you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434 once you've enabled the skill. It's really, really easy. You can find our podcast on the Alexa. That is even easier. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast.
Hello!
And she will. You can find our podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Just go to Radio434.com and click on the Mike Show channel. You'll find a link to it there as well. All right. Coming up. It's the Wednesday edition of the show. We, of course, are going to get smart with your five random facts. We're going to get really, really dumb with your stupid criminals in da news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. A mom got arrested for letting her 10-year-old walk into town alone. Okay, and we're going to talk about this because, you know, it's hard being a parent these days, but not just because kids are difficult, but this is kind of ridiculous. It happened in rural Georgia, and she got arrested for letting her 10-year-old walk into town by himself. They live out on a farm. And there's only a couple hundred people that live in town. Is this one of those things that, you know, is this crossing the line, I guess? Is this, you know, kind of a ridiculous thing that police would arrest her for? Now, personally, let's get rid of that. Personally, I think, you know, my kids, especially my youngest kid, yes, she's mature, but I probably wouldn't let her, you know, walk into town by herself. That being said, it's a small town. They live out on a farm. The kid's mature, you know, and she did. So we'll discuss this. Plus, we have our top list, top questionable things all parents do. So that's on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
Move over 911. Now there's a dispatch service just for stupid emergencies. 9 Dumb One.
Hello, 9 Dumb One.
I've been in this hot tub here for, I don't know, at least 10 hours.
You've called the right place, sir.
At 9 Dumb One, no emergency is too ridiculous.
9 Dumb One.
I pulled into McDonald's to get my order. The lady who didn't, you know, who took my order, she didn't get my order right.
Thank you for your vigilance. This country owes you a great debt.
At 9 Dumb One, we're here to believe you no matter how drunk or stupid you sound.
9 Dumb One, can you please describe the Bigfoot creature?
It looks like a giant ape with a man's face.
The next time you have a dumb emergency, pick up the phone and call 9 Dumb One.
9 Dumb One.
I'm heading for Wachovia Bank. I've got a note. I just want to rob this bank and go to prison.
Sir, unless your note contains badly misspelled words, I'm afraid this call is simply not dumb enough.
It's the Mike Show. All right, so weigh in on this, especially if you're a parent. This mom in rural Georgia got arrested for letting her 10-year-old son walk into town alone. Okay. Now, let's get rid of that. Oh, sorry that the video ran out. So here's the whole story. They live less than a mile away from town. Okay, her name is Brittany Patterson. Her son's name is Soren. He actually just turned 11 the other day. They have a farm outside the small town of Mineral Bluff. It's near the Tennessee border. Only a few hundred people live there. Right. Okay, so this is the backstory. Personally, so far, I see absolutely positively nothing wrong with this situation. Okay, she's letting her kid walk less than a mile away. Okay, less than a mile in a town that has only has a few hundred people that live there. Okay, so now let's move on with the story. Maybe there's more. Back on October 30th, Brittany took her other kid to a doctor's appointment and thought Soren was playing in the woods on their farm, but he had actually decided to walk into town without telling anyone. Okay. A random woman saw him on the side of the road, where the speed limit is only 35. She asked if he was okay, and he said yes, but she called the police anyway. Brittany got a call from the police letting her know that they picked up her son. They said he could have been hit by a car or kidnapped, but she didn't think it was that big of a deal. She says he's plenty mature enough. She gave him a talking to at home and thought it was all okay, but later that night, police showed back up to arrest her. They cuffed her in front of her three kids. They charged her with reckless conduct, released her on $500 bail. Then Child Services came out the next day for a welfare check. They ended up suggesting that the charges be dropped if she agreed to sign something that said another adult would be a safety person and keep an eye on Soren when she's not home. She'd also have to put an app on his phone to track his location. She refused, hired a lawyer instead. A group called the National Association of Parents launched a GoFundMe to help her with her legal bills. If the state of Georgia decides to pursue the charges, Brittany could face a $1,000 fine and up to a year in jail. Okay? Nuts. All right. So, again, I don't see any... If the kid... What? Could she be arrested if the kid was just playing in the woods on their farm? Who knows what could happen there? And I remember, and I kind of want to go off on a tangent just a little bit. Man, my parents should have been arrested a ton of times then. Because our parents, when we were growing up, and I know times are different. I know. Times are different. But when we were growing up, my parents, especially in the summertime, we'd eat breakfast and then they would shoo us out the door and they would say, okay, come back for lunch. If you're hungry at lunchtime, I'll fix you lunch. But go play. And we would all go play, all the kids in the neighborhood, my brothers, we would all just go and would hop on our bikes. And we would go. We would go down into the woods. We would go down into Stackhouse Park. And that was like acres and acres of woods and streams and old rickety bridges and a big, huge pipe that led down to an old abandoned coal mine. I mean, good Lord, the stuff that we did. We would just go all over. We would walk much further than less than a mile into town, and nobody ever thought anything of it back in like the 80s. Nobody thought anything of it. So personally, I don't see anything wrong with this, and personally, I think that was a good thing that she refused and hired a lawyer instead. So good on her. But there are plenty of questionable things that all parents do. And now we switch to the comedy portion of this segment. It's our top list. Let me back it up. So this Georgia mom let her 10-year-old walk into town alone, which left some parents saying, that's awful, I think. No, it isn't. Probably because they also have their own parenting secrets, which we will bring into the open with today's list. It's our top list today. Top questionable things all parents do. All right, here we go. Number one. Zone out during the parent-teacher conferences. Top questionable things all parents do. Replace the dead goldfish while they're at school. Changing diapers on the kitchen table. Yeah. No, tranquilize the baby before flying? No, come on. Top questionable things all parents do. Point at a picture of Jesus and say he's watching. Or Santa. Top questionable things all parents do. Teach the kids the F-bomb for viral videos. Yep. Start drinking wine at 6 a.m. Top questionable things all parents do. Use the same pot they cook with as a puke button. Bucket. Nah, it's terrible. Top questionable things that all parents do. Mess with the kids by randomly saying, that's it, I'm calling Santa. and top questionable things all parents do. Lie that they don't do any of this stuff to other parents. What?
Don't do any of this stuff with you.
I'm not redoing this segment because that one didn't make sense. Is that a typo?
Lie that they don't do any of this stuff to other parents.
That makes no sense whatsoever. It doesn't make any sense. Writers. All right. Hi. Do we have a wah wah sound effect? Do we have the closest thing I got? That's about it. The Mike Show. All right. So that whirring sound. Or do you hear the whirring sound? Here, let's turn this down. Do you hear it? No, not yet. It's like a drilling sound. Okay. Now they're not doing it. Yeah, they're working on the windows outside. Hi. So happy you could join me for my anticlimactic meltdown. I am not redoing this segment. I'm just not. Just not because the writers either did a typo or their joke wasn't funny. And I didn't proofread it. So I guess bad on me. But I'm not redoing the segment. Not. I said not redoing the segment. Not. This is thrilling radio, isn't it? All right, let's move on. Gee, what sponsor gets to sponsor this? This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by, oh, this will make me happy, Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing community. Three Roads Brewery.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is Sadie Hawkins Day. It's a day when women ask men out, and men immediately assume they're getting sex. Meghan Markle wants to build a lifestyle empire to rival Gwyneth Paltrow's. Well, she's already got the annoying part down. Timothy Chalamet says people in Hollywood told him he's too skinny and needs to gain weight, which makes him the opposite of Russell Crowe. Yale is adding a course on Beyoncé. Meanwhile, the University of Phoenix is offering a course on the other two members of Destiny's Child. And Denzel Washington will star in Black Panther 3, which tells me that Wakanda has a senior center. This is not headline news.
Come on, man, Denzel. Hi there. It's the Mike Show, Downtown Tower Cam. Looking bootyful out there. All right. The Toy Hall of Fame The National Toy Hall of Fame has inducted or announced its new inductees. So here, let me pull up the picture here. Add to, there we go. There it is. Yep, Transformers, My Little Pony. The first My Little Ponies were produced in 1982. Yeah, they will. So the My Little Ponies, the card game Phase 10. What? It was created in 1982. What, there's not a better toy to induct into the Toy Hall of Fame than a card game called Phase 10? Nine other finalists didn't get enough votes to make it in. The board games Apples to Apples and Sequence. Okay. The Pokemon trading card game. Now, come on. What, Pokemon? Choose Your Own Adventure game books. Hess Toy Trucks. Man, oh man, those were awesome. Come on, Hess Toy Trucks over the card game Phase 10? Remote-controlled vehicles, the Stick Horse, a.k.a. the Hobby Horse. Trampolines. You know, they used to be called Jumpolines until your mom jumped on one. Hey-o. And just plain old balloons. Last year's inductees were baseball cards, Cabbage Patch Kids, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper. That was fun. And Nerf items. There you go. What else? Here, let me take a look at this. Is there a picture of this? Yeah, there is. Here, I don't want that. I don't want to get unlimited access. Ah, come on. All right, so I'm attempting to show you a picture on our Facebook Live. Let me see if I can find another picture of this. Yes, I could have done this way ahead of time. No, that one doesn't show me the one. All right, I do have this that was on. I found a picture of it on X. Has it really? Construction has begun on the future tallest building in New York City, known as the Big Bend. The 57 Street Tower will be 1,000 feet taller than the current record holder, making it the tallest in Western Hemisphere and the third tallest in the world. Here's the only problem, though. Let me show this to you. There, I finally got a good picture of it. Awesome. All right, sorry, guys. I apologize. Present, share screen. There. That. I mean, come on. That. Right? Do you see what I'm talking about? It looks like a massive paperclip standing up. It's an upside-down U shape, and it's hollow in the middle. That's what it actually looks like. If you're listening to the show or listening to the podcast, go on over to our Facebook page, at The Mike Show VA, and you'll see. Because, I of course, you heard, I labored long time. To bring up this picture. That absolutely positively is the most hideous thing I've ever seen. There are big windows up each side, even across the loop at the top. And to navigate it, there would be elevators that could operate around the curves. I said they'll operate around the curves. That's ridiculous. If it's built. Oh, if? I thought they already started it, according to that one article. Okay, if it's built. It would be the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere at 2,000 feet high. That's a couple hundred feet taller than One World Trade Center. Oh, the there's a building in Dubai. It's the world's tallest, 2,722 feet. The designer says it would be one of the most prestigious buildings in Manhattan. They also note that it would fit within New York's tight zoning restrictions that would make it challenging to build new skyscrapers. But some people claim it'll ruin New York's skyline. I agree. In any event, the building has been going through various proposal stages for several years, but nothing has been greenlit yet. Okay. All right. I thought the story said that it was being built or it was under construction already. That would be a nightmare. Look at that thing. See, yeah, I'm looking at this real estate whatever on X. It says construction has begun on the future tallest building in New York City. That thing is ugly as sin. All right, coming up, we are going to get really smart, finally, with your five random facts. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back wherever you happen to be, somebody's bound to say...
Wow.
I don't know. Maybe not. All right, here we go. Number one. Starburst, the candy, were originally called Opal Fruits when they debuted in 1959. I didn't know they were around that long. They weren't renamed Starburst until 1968. Number two. Pigeons have an incredible ability to remember human faces. In fact, if you chase or feed a pigeon even once, it will remember you. Number three, the first time a computer successfully ran a piece of software was June 1948. It was a computer in England. There it is. It ran a program that was, well, just basically a calculator. Number four, when Nokia was founded in Finland in 1865, no, they did not make phones, it made toilet paper and other paper products. They didn't get into the communications business until 100 years later. And then number five, this is amazing. Arnold Schwarzenegger got paid $75,000, that's it, for Terminator. And then $15 million for Terminator 2 just 7 years later. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Yep. It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday Hump Day edition. So happy you could join us. Coming up. We have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
All right, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. All right. So, there is a convenience store chain in the Midwest and Southern gas station chain with 400 locations. It is known as Come and Go.
Automobile?
Wait, that's not the one that I wanted. I want this one?
Relax.
Okay. This one. How about this one? Take two. The Midwestern and Southern gas station chain known as Come and Go.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah, it's spelled with a K. They have 400 locations. They are about to go, their new parent company. Now, here, I want to show you this because it is for real. It's not. I'm not making this up. Look on the screen. There you go. If you're not, and if you're listening, just go to our social media or just Google it for yourself. It's Come and Go. K-U-M and Go. All right. It's a real thing. Sorry, I'm being a child. But anyway. I just think that is, in today's day and age, that's kind of a funny name, and I can see why it's going. So anyway, Come and Go would like to thank you for their support. So we found their commercial.
Hi, this is Joe from the Come and Go. You may have read that soon the Come and Go will have come and went. Our 400 convenience stores in 13 states have been swallowed up by another company. For 65 years, the Come and Go has been right there on the corner, working hard to satisfy our customers. Whether you were thirsty, needed to fill her up, or get a mouthful of something salty, we always aim to please so you are not left with a bad taste in your mouth. We like to say you never forget your first Come and Go. And over the years, you've come inside us so many times, we'll never forget you.
No, absolutely, positively not. R.I.P. Come and Go. A new study shows that 3 out of 5 Americans feel burnt out. There's an actual term for this condition, and it isn't pretty.
Warning. 60% of American workers are feeling exhausted, drained, and burnt out. This phenomena is also known as adulting.
Adulting. It's the number one side effect of growing up.
Adulting.
Symptoms of adulting include endless meetings, unpaid bills, and the sudden realization that naps are no longer part of your daily schedule.
Adulting. Side effects of adulting include stress, random staring inside the fridge, and saying, "I'm so tired," 6 times a day. Consult your childhood before attempting adulting.
Yeah, please. I actually took a nap yesterday, though. I was so wiped out after work yesterday. And I did. I went home, and Maddie had taken a sabbatical yesterday. I guess we can call it that. And Tab was there working from home, and I walked in the door and I went, "I am just beat. I'm gonna go take a nap," and I did. I rarely ever take naps, but anyway. Check this out. Let's go to viral videos. This guy may have chosen the wrong line of work. Somebody in England, there they are, posted a video of a Domino's driver freaking out because he's afraid of dogs. He dropped half the person's order on the ground when their dog showed up at the door. Here, listen to this.
Dog, it's coming.
Yeah, she's friendly,
don't worry. Dog, it's intact. No!
Don't worry, she's friendly.
I'm scared of that.
Let's see. What is that? No, skip that. We're gonna do that one a little bit later. Michael Strahan got upset with a DailyMail.com reporter when he was confronted outside of his own home. I would be too. The reporter approached Michael and asked if he wanted to comment about not placing his hand over his heart during the national anthem on Sunday. Michael batted the reporter's phone away. Here, let's
don't come to my house.
Do you have
don't
any
come to
comment?
My house, what? Come to my house.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Strahan stood with his hands folded in front of him next to his Fox Sports co-stars at Naval Base San Diego. For Veterans Day on Monday, he posted a picture of his father, who was an Army major, and paid tribute to all the veterans on social media. Come on. Let's see. What is this? Oh, Denzel has definite plans on when he'll retire. Here's what he said about it in a recent interview, also confirming his part in a major Marvel movie.
I don't know how many more films I'm going to make. It's probably not that many. I want to do things I haven't done. I played Othello at 22. I'm about to play Othello at 70. After that, I'm playing Hannibal. After that, Ryan Coogler is writing a part for me in the next Black Panther. After that, I'm going to do the film Othello. After that, I'm going to do King Lear. After that, I'm going to retire.
Uh-huh. There we go. And then after that, Werther's Candies. Let's see. Drew Barrymore, who I have always liked Drew Barrymore. I mean, come on. Anyway, she continues to invade the space of her guests, though. On her show yesterday, she got touchy-feely with Martha Stewart while discussing how she likes to be treated in a relationship. Drew was caressing Martha's arm, and Martha quickly let her know what she felt about it.
What makes me soft and gooey? Soft and gooey.
Soft and gooey treatment.
Yes.
When you're treated like a lady.
Nice. It's nice.
Someone comes in and...
You're the wrong gender.
I know.
Anyway, Drew flopped backwards on the couch as if she was devastated that they weren't going to get it on. You can hear Martha laugh, but you can tell she wasn't into having her personal space invaded. Let's see. Do we have anything else? Skip that. Let's go to a comedian. We do wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here, for Way Back Wednesday, is comedian Tim Slagle on when television was going all digital in 2009. And for you kids and teens, television used to be free. Radio, still free. I guess over-the-air TV is free, but if you get one of those big HD antennas and all that. Anyway, here we go. Listen to this. It's comedian Tim Slagle.
For 2 years, we've had those stupid ads. If you don't have cable or satellite TV, if you use an antenna, if you have a television built before 2005, you need a converter box. Call this 800 number. You can get a coupon worth $40 off on your converter box. 24 hours more to go. It's like, that's it, all over. And then Congress meets in an emergency session. They go, you know, there's a lot of people that don't know yet. You can go on the internet, actually, to get your coupon, which makes no sense. You don't know television's going digital, but you can work a computer? That's as useless as the Braille keys on the drive-up ATM window.
Oh, man. All right, that is your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. I dare you. Keep all that sound inside. All right, coming up, we are going to get stupid with your stupid criminals in .news. And then we've got some good news for you as well. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! Oh, hi there. Time once again for Stupid Criminals in .news. All right. Well, a 33-year-old guy in the UK got arrested for flashing a group of women on the street after they made fun of him.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Yeah. They joked that he must have tiny junk. He had been drinking and tried to hit on them at a club. They said he tried to hug them, and they made it clear they did not want to interact with him. They ran into him again later outside a pizza place, and that's where the flashing happened. He told a judge they said his junk must be tiny and made hand gestures in indicating how small his junk was. That's when he pulled his pants down and briefly showed them what he was packing. No official word on whether he proved them wrong or proved them right. They told the police who arrested the guy, and then the police found a small amount of cocaine on him. So they charged him for indecent exposure and for drugs. He was just sentenced to 18 months probation, drug rehab, and he'll be registered as a sex offender for the next 5 years. Good Lord. And then there's this. We had. I thought we had one more in here. I'm scrolling. Here we go. All right. A fire station in Texas caught fire while the firefighters were out on an emergency call. It looks like it started in the fire station's kitchen. Here's one of the firefighters talking about what had happened.
There's a lot of memories inside those walls. It's very much a home. As of right now, this station will be closed indefinitely. Engine 9 put themselves on it and came back to help. I mean, it's kind of like driving down your own street and you see your own house on fire. I mean, it's gut-wrenching.
Wow. Okay. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Oh, wow. This is cool. Disney saved a family of four on Sunday after they got stranded on a sinking boat near Bermuda. The closest ship to them was a cruise ship called the Disney Treasure. The captain sent out a lifeboat and scooped them up. Here's Lieutenant Commander Michael Rausch of the Coast Guard talking about the rescue.
Every time they took a wave, water was coming in, and they were in distress. They were doing everything they can, but they knew that they were in dire situations.
Wow. And that's the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
Visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. All right, well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?